Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect.
Hi there, it's Kathy Love here. How are you going? I want to have a little bit of a whisper in your ear about the number of hours you are working. Okay, so this conversation is all about it doesn't have to always be like this, doing those long, long hours. I want to talk to you about how you can start to think about taming your work hours and really compressing them down to what you want, not what you think you need to be doing. So you're already getting some clues, hey, about where the changes need to happen. So I get to talk to lots of business owners. You all know that. And what I hear a lot of, L-O-T in uppercase letters in this occasion, is a very strong tendency for allied health business owners to be completely overworked and completely underpaid. And this is about that sense of overworking, over-promising to self, to team, sometimes even to customers as well, so that there is a whole lot of extra work that goes into delivering to self, delivering to team, delivering to clients as well. And I guess we're all pretty familiar with the sense of obligation we have to serve our hourly rate and the behaviours that can flare up in terms of over-delivering on the hourly rate, over-delivering on the session, service, so on and so forth. So that just serves to completely and utterly dilute your hourly rate. So yes, you may be a little nervy about delivering at $190 an hour, whatever it is in your business. But when you start to add on an extra 10, 20, 30 minutes in service to that hour of paid time, you're really starting to rock away your $190, whatever it is you bill in your business. So hence this expression, overworked, you're doing more and more work, and underpaid, that you're not getting the return on effort. Okay, and so over the years, the long hours just start creeping up and creeping up and creeping up a bit more. And because it's such a gradual creeping of the creepy hours, it becomes your normal and you really habituate to it. You actually just feel a bit weird unless you're pulling in 50, 60, 70 hours, whatever flavor of crazy you have going on with your hours. And I can use this language because as I'm recording this, I have my hands to my forehead because I have been that business owner. Crazy, crazy hours, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, to the point that it is your normal. And to have an evening off just feels incredibly uncomfortable as well. Not just evenings, to have a weekend day off. So I meet many, many business owners who are working weekends, who are doing the midnight management. You've heard me write and speak about that, but are also really carving into their weekend time with Saturday afternoon or a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or whatever it is. There is a lot of report writing happening on weekends as I hear it. And I would love to be the change agent to get the thinking about that challenged and changed. But then most importantly, to get the behaviour behind that overcommitment to serving others and work challenged and changed as well. So it tends to work out that the very typical allied health business owner is kind of running two, if not three, full-time jobs. They're a full-time clinician, they're a full-time business manager, they're a full-time team leader, And they can also be a full-time kind of partner and parent and friend and family member and all of that really, really good stuff as well. So the time, the hours, the tasks build up and up. And I really question how sustainable it is. I really question how long you can go really delivering your best on all three full-time job fronts. Some people obviously manage it better than others, but I get to speak with many a fatigued, many a depleted allied health business owner, and I would love to run a bit of interference on, yes, self-care is absolutely critical. However, it is not the solution to having too much on your plate. So self-care sometimes becomes the treatment for the symptom. It doesn't actually really manage the cause of the problem. That's just my two bobs worth. So I guess that's the problem. I'm sort of thinking that you know how to better define this than I do, because you're living your businesses right now, and I'm sure that this is really resonating with many of you. The long hours, potential lack of reward for all of the effort you're putting in, and you may still have a team that just isn't 100% engaged. You may still have a business that is break even or not delivering on the profit that you deserve, and it may just, your business may not just quite have the reputation that you want it to, the performance, the client outcomes, all of that good stuff, yet you're working so hard. So what is in that? So what I guess the end game is that you have a business that serves you, and that you run the business and the business doesn't run you. Okay, that's that dog and the tail wagging story. You all know that one. And so what I love to kind of help business owners is to start to get a bit of a plan together for how to gradually reduce the hours. Occasionally, you can rip the Band-Aid off and cut them right down. Occasionally, that can work. I've seen it work. But on the whole, it's a little bit of a gradual process, because that gives everyone time, your good self included, time to adapt to having more free time, time to practice allocating skills and tasks to other people, time to get used to how you repurpose your time and your focus as well. And so the end game is really having that life balance. So I'm not a huge fan of conversation around work-life balance. For me, that isn't a thing. For me, it's all life, and it's not as though you just have work and life. You've got tons of other bits in that gorgeous glittery box as well. So I really like to think a little bit more holistically about how you use your focus and your energy and your time and your relationships and your investment in whatever activity. I guess your occupation, the OT that's shouting out again on this one, to get that really holistic, balanced approach to life. And it's about the way you want your life to go. So I've spoken about this book before, and I'm just about to reread it, The One Thing by Gary Keller. It's such a simple, complex concept. It was my book of the year last year, and I still absolutely love it, and I still dive into a chapter or two, but I'm about to reread it because it's just such a good book to kind of frame up the next 12 months ahead. Now, I'm prattling on about the book, quite the fan, but it has a chapter about life, about how to use the concept of the one thing in work-life balance. I'm doing air quotes. And it has one of the best chapters I've ever read about navigating that and how to be strategic about picking where your energy goes and how to be comfortable with the fact that the word balance is in there, and balance is dynamic. Okay, it's about where your energy and your focus goes in a dynamic, shifting, mindful, strategic, purposeful kind of way. So go and buy the book. I'm sure there'll be a link to it somewhere in the show notes to to this conversation as well. So the end game of wanting to change your time allocation is having a week, having a month that is just perfect for you. And so that could be a really interesting activity for you to start with. Design your perfect week. How much work is there? How much family time is there? How much friend time is there? How much personal time is there? How much relationship time is there for you right across the week? You might even like to put me on pause for a quick little moment and sketch that out. What is a perfect week like for you? And then I guess we can get really excited about how we make that happen. So first of all, it is a little bit about defining, redefining your role. Might even be a bit about redefining your purpose in the business. Let's just stay focused on that for now. And that is going to need a bit of a mind shift. It's going to very much need a growth mindset, mixed mindset approach on it, but very much a mind shift. As your hours drop, there's a really good chance that tasks are going to be shifted sideways, downwards, upwards, and around to other people. So that then you need to redefine how you then manage those delegated tasks, how you show up in the business differently, how you show up in your team differently, how you're perhaps showing up in your friendships and family relationships as well, very, very differently. So it's a big mindset game, and that can be great to get a little bit of support on. So I've given a bit of a clue about delegation. There is room for delegation in everybody's business life. Whether you are a solopreneur hero, whether you're leading a team of 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, even more, there is always room for delegation. There is always room for challenging and redefining your role as a business manager, business owner, as a team leader, all of that good stuff. If you don't define it and manage people's expectations, other people will define it for you and you will be kicked back into reactive mode. So dropping your hours, changing your role really lets you have that proactive stand on things as well. So delegation is great. It is an art and a science, okay? And I do a lot of support work with my allied health business owner customers around the art and science of delegation, and I'm happy to talk with you on that. Jump into my calendar, we can talk through that. It also means a little bit about building up some of your systems, okay? And so maybe while you're overworked and underappreciated, maybe because you haven't yet really grown out and matured your standard operating procedures within your business. I'm sure they're on the way. There's always room for improvement, okay? So this is where we embrace continuous improvement, quality management. Systems are only as good as they are, as people are trained to understand them and use them and measure themselves against the systems that you have in place. So there could be some work to be done on delegation, development of systems, training and measurement of compliance against systems. I hope I'm not losing you here. This is all super, super doable. I know that it is super, super, duper, duper doable because more than one, a fabulous bundle of my customers have proven to me that they can do it. I can't name them. They may even know who they are when they're listening to this, but they've been able to shift from 70 down to 45 hours in less than 6 months. Okay, others have been able to shift from 60 to 50. That's still a really cool gain. Others have been able to shift from 70 to 65 to 60 to 55 to 50. Might be sitting sweet on 50. So this is the personal adventure and the personal challenge. It's about you defining what you need to be doing less of and dialing up more of who you need to be in the business as well. And so the resounding stories that I hear from customers who have done this migration down to more is less is more. Oh, my gosh, I nearly got that the wrong way around. So there's wonderful clients who have stuck on the adventure to less hours is more, have been able to really share up their story about reclaiming their time, reclaiming their happy. Interestingly, their businesses have ended up being more profitable. That was certainly my experience when I hacked into my hours and reduced so that I had a daylight business, and certainly sparked the profitability in my experience, but it's happening for others as well. So it is absolutely doable. There are plenty of pioneers out there ahead of you, and plenty of great stories and strategies for how to get that stuff done. So you might be looking for some insights in hearing this about how people have trimmed their hours and really dialed up time, money, and joy in their business. You might really be wanting to know how they did it, how I did it, how it can be done perhaps for you as you're listening now. You might also be looking for some accountability. I'm the queen of accountability. So you know where I am somewhere. For many of you, there's going to be a link to my calendar. I think there's links to my calendar all over the planet. I love talking about this stuff. I'm super, super happy to hear where you're at. There is always space for improvement. So it doesn't matter how many hours you're pulling in. It's about what you want your perfect week to look like, what you want your role in the business to be. And I am absolutely up for having a chat about that. Alrighty, this has got you thinking. Let's talk soon. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues.